The biggest venture capital fund anybody has ever seen is changing the entire tech industry. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. There's a new sheriff in venture capital, the SoftBank Vision Fund. The Japanese multinational SoftBank Group launched the $100 billion Vision Fund last year. And since then, it's dramatically changed the landscape in tech and venture capital. It's taken a majority stake in Uber, poured billions into WeWork, NVIDIA, DoorDash, the dog-walking startup Wag, Slack. It's everywhere. It's even annoying VC firms in Silicon Valley by trying to poach their talent, according to Recode. The venture capital research firm CB Insights has been following this giant gorilla on its rampage through the tech industry. CEO Anand Sanwal joins me for some perspective.
I think the best comparison is if you just look at the amount of funding into venture in 2016, and the reason I picked 2016 is because it's before sort of SoftBank really went crazy. Mm-hmm. Globally, that entire year, there was $100 billion put into venture-backed companies. So, you know, they're kind of one-fifth the size of Berkshire Hathaway, you know, and as a new entrant essentially into investing, obviously a massive force already.
Wow. I love how you say that so casually, as though it's not like an alien spaceship just landed in the in the ecosystem of venture capital.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, they've changed the game for sure.
So yeah, what happens? How does that change kind of the economy of venture and the venture landscape itself?
It does a few things. One, it helps companies potentially delay the need to go public. Last year, just in I think Q3 of 17, sort of 7 of the 10 largest tech deals were led by them. The other thing it does, though, is for companies, you sort of have to pay attention to SoftBank if they want to invest in you. And so the kind of leverage they have, given this cash pile that they have at their disposal, is unlike kind of anything we've seen before in tech and in venture.
I mean, it sounds like they could really determine the future in some ways of the tech industry. I mean, just in terms of deciding, you know, if they choose to invest or not invest in companies, those companies may or may not exist altogether.
Yeah, I mean, I think in general, if you look at SoftBank's investments, you know, they're investing in later stage companies. So these are companies that are already probably generating lots of revenue, and they change the game in the sense of there's really never been a player like this who can basically force themselves into a company. And so I think, you know, in the case of Uber, as an example, right, there was a comment by the CEO of Uber who essentially said, listen, I sort of had to take SoftBank's money because if I don't, they're going to fund all my competitors.
Well, along those lines, you know, there's the construction company Calterra, which SoftBank gave almost $1 billion to when it was not looking to raise money or would have raised only $400 or $500 million. Is there a risk that by pouring so much money into companies, more than the companies need, that it will kill them off because they can't meet that valuation?
Yeah, I mean, you know, having extra money gives you a lot more time to figure out how to have that big exit. You know, obviously, like, they have a choice to take this money and they determine that it was in their interest to take more. I mean, there's definitely pluses to it. But yeah, there's this, you know, this adage in startup land of more companies die from indigestion than starvation. So, you know, there's this, you know, overfunding could be a bad thing. But you know, it also does give you a longer kind of lease on life to figure out a model that could ultimately be big as well.
That's Anand Sanwal, CEO of CB Insights. SoftBank is also pushing other venture capital companies to raise more money themselves. Sequoia Capital, one of the Valley's best-known firms, is reportedly trying to raise more than $12 billion in new capital just to keep up. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.